Today's country and your all-time favorites. 95.1 The Bull. Rob Getz in the bullpen this morning with me on the line. We kind of have a local celebrity joining us here. You might be familiar with some of her work there in Fredericksburg that's being showcased at Plum Creek Art Gallery. It's Sue Keenan. Sue, thanks a lot for joining me today.
Awesome. Here I am.
Here you are. So, Sue, for those who are not familiar, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'll try to keep it short, but give you some background. I was born in the early 50s in Decorah. I grew up on a farm near Festina and went to parochial school there and then graduated from South Winnishik at Kelmer. In the early 70s, after graduating, I moved to New Hampton to work at the kitchens of Sara Lee. I did that for about a year. Got married, had two children. I have a daughter, Jennifer Beckman, who graduated from Iowa State University and lives in Milwaukee, and a son, BJ Beckman. And after his graduation, he went into the National Guard for several years, and then he graduated from the Northeast Iowa Community College with a degree in arboriculture, and he owns his own business, the Cedar Valley Arborist in Cedar Rapids. He has four sons. For a while, I worked at a place called Pathways for about 19 years. And when my full-time job was cut to half-time, I decided to go to school, and I got my degree in nursing. During that time, I also divorced my husband. I went on to work at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester as a staff nurse, and I also obtained my master's in nursing with a specialization in education. In 2010, a very dear friend of mine and I purchased a farm about 5 miles east of West Union. We were married. And then in 2011, I lost him to cancer. I currently live on this farm, and I am living my dream. I manage the 160-acre farm. I weave baskets, and I garden. Let's see, I started weaving baskets on January 15, 1985. I did that by purchasing a kit, and I thought if I could do it, anyone can do it. And so I continue teaching and demonstrating.
Very good, very good. We're speaking with Sue Keenan here this morning on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull, and you've been weaving them since then, about 1985, so probably about a little over, 35 years, give or take?
Yep.
Yeah, very good. And also you do with Zen stones. Tell us more about that.
Ooh, Zen stones, as my sister kind of joked, only you could pick rock and weave on them and earn some money. We used to pick rock a lot when we were children. The Zen stones is a wrapping on the stones that incorporate some basket weaving techniques, transforming rocks into pieces of art. This art form invites you into a quiet contemplation of serenity, silent beauty, and peace. The language of the stone and the fiber thus become one. The weaving material fits seamlessly onto the body of the rock with no glue. I use a variety of materials, some of them grown on my farm, such as the willow and red osier dogwood. I purchase cane, round reed, and leather to wrap on the stones to project a sense of peacefulness and tranquility. Each stone is gathered from my Northeast Iowa farm, part of the Driftless area.
Ah, very good. Are there any other projects that you are involved with?
Oh, goodness. I was at one time a 4-H leader, and I did the visual arts in Chickasaw County. I was also superintendent at the county fair in the visual arts department, and I explored a lot of different art media at that time, but currently made a necklace, and it's called It's a Bee's Life. And the interesting phenomena about that is the bee produces about 1/12 of a teaspoon of honey in its lifetime. So I've put about a half a mil into a glass vial and put that on the necklace. I also put some Job's tears on it, and those are a plant that I grow, and they represent all the seeds that the honeybee pollinates. And they are a gray in color, and they represent the ribbon color for brain cancer. It's my hope to donate some money to brain cancer research because that's what my husband had passed from. I also have some hand-carved and drilled wooden beads on that necklace, and they are from my basket weaving willow. And willow are one of the very first trees that bud out in the spring, and they're a source of pollen and nectar for the honeybees.
Speaking with Sue Keenan here, I do apologize for that. Yeah, Sue Keenan here joining us here on 95.1 The Bull. We're talking about some of the different art projects that you've been doing and leading us into, of course, getting involved with the Fredericksburg Plum Creek Art Gallery. How did this come about for you?
Goodness. I have been asked to do some teaching at the Plum Creek Art Gallery after a notice was in the paper regarding the Zen rock weaving that was featured in the Waterloo Courier. I also have had baskets on display at the McNider Art Museum. That is a place that I have participated in their juried art competition since I've been weaving baskets in 1985. And at in 2019, one of the baskets that I entered won Best of Show, which then garnered me a solo exhibit. So that was well publicized, and I do have some connections with the Fredericksburg Art Gallery, and they asked me to bring some baskets in for an exhibit. They do have an open house planned for me to meet the artist on the 12th of June from 1 to 3. We first had it scheduled on the 27th, but I decided to have COVID and influenza B, so we had to reschedule that for me to be there. They did go on with the open house for people to see the exhibit, but we will have Meet the Artist on June 12th at the Fredericksburg Plum Creek Art Center.
And how long will your exhibit be at the art gallery?
It will run until mid-June because they have a new artist being featured the 1st of July. So sometime after we have the open house, I can take the exhibit down. So probably mid-June to late June is how long it will run.
Absolutely. And make sure to find out more, of course, at Fredericksburg Plum Creek Art Gallery. You can check out on their Facebook. And of course, with your many things you're working on, projects and what have you, are there any other opportunities ahead where you can check out your exhibits, your demonstrations, any art panels you got going on in the future?
I'm always doing something. Let's see. I will also be in Elkader at their Art in the Park. It's a fine art festival, and that runs on Saturday and Sunday, August 20 and 21. And there it's the third weekend of August. And then the last place that I'll be is at the Fort Atkinson Rendezvous. I've been doing that since 1985. That's always the full last weekend in September, and this year it will be September 23, 24, and 25. And the 23rd is called Media Days. That's where we have busloads of school children come through there, and then it's open to the public on Saturday and Sunday. I'll also be teaching a couple classes. I'll be teaching August 25th at the Plum Creek Art Gallery, and I'll be doing a basket weaving workshop. And then September 29, I'll be in Owine at the Rams Center, and I'll be doing some rock weaving. And those are all available for registration and viewing as to what the class is about on their websites.
More information, Sue Keenan. How can we learn more about you?
Come to the open house or to a place where I'm demonstrating and visit with me. I am on Facebook, but I do not have a website. So you have to just give me a call or meet me in person.
Oh, absolutely. And if we want to be your friend, absolutely, right?
Yeah.
Very good. Sue Keenan joining us this morning on the Morning Roundup. Do check out her exhibit there at the Plum Creek Art Gallery going on now till about mid-June, and check out the open house as well. Sue, it's been a pleasure speaking with you this morning, talking about your many projects.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you for having me and supporting, by way of media, the Plum Creek Art Gallery.